सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दम् कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं
वी आर इन चैप्टर 5 ऑफ भगवद गीता इन श्लोक नंबर 10 भगवान से ब्रह्मणि आधाय कर्माणि संगम त्यक्त्वा करोति यः लिप्यते न स पापेन पद्मपत्रैव अम्बसा. डेफिनेशन ऑफ कर्म योग अगेन गिवन हियर. वी गेट अ डेफिनेशन इन चैप्टर 3 श्लोक नंबर 30. हियर आल्सो द सेम थिंग बट द डिफरेंट वर्ड्स. ब्रह्मणि आधाय कर्माणि हैविंग प्लेस्ड ऑल कर्म इन ब्रह्मन. Having placed all karma in Brahman means doing all karma for Brahman. Doing all karma for Brahman means what? I will do pap karma and give it to Brahman. Brahman will not take. Therefore, doing karma for Brahman means doing good karma. Good karma for the happiness of the Lord. For the happiness of the Lord. Brahmani yadhai. Sangam tyaktva. Sangam tyaktva. Not expecting a specific fruit of action. Whatever action we do, fruit of action will come. Whether it is for the worship of my ego or for the happiness of the Lord, fruit of action will come. But don't get attached to the fruit of action. Don't desire a specific fruit of action. I want this and this alone. No, not that way. We think that I desire this thing, I require this thing. But Lord knows what we require because He takes into account our past actions, he also sees our future requirements. So, Sangam Tyakta Karoti Ya Lipyate Nasa Papena. Such person is not tainted by such karma. Not tainted by such karma? That means the vasanas are not formed. And beautiful example is given, Padma Patra Iva Ambasa, like a Padma Patra, a lotus leaf. On the lotus leaf there is a drop of water. That water never wets lotus leaf. Similarly, even if we are doing acting in the world in this way, Brahmani Adaya Karmani, Sangam Taktva, if we do this way, then we will not create vasanas. Then it was said, Kayan Mansa Buddhya Kevala Indrai Api Yoginaha Karma Kurvanti Sangam Taktva Atma Suddhaye Yoginaha. Again, Karma Yogi. How is he doing? Brahmani Adaya. He is doing the same way. But how is doing? Kayena. There are four instruments mentioned here. Kayena by body, manasa by mind, buddhya by intellect, indriyai by the organs of action and perception. So whatever actions, kevalai, this kevala word will go with each and everything. With kaya, then manasa, buddhya and indriyai. So all actions done by body, mind, intellect, indriyai, kevalai for the Lord. Kevalai means for the Lord. Yogina karma kurvanti. Yogina, the karma yogi, he acts in this way. Why? Taktva sangha. Taktva sangha again. Detaching from the fruit of action. Fruit of action will come. Whatever comes, okay. Why he is doing so? Atma Suddhi, for purification of mind. Purification of mind. If we do this way, then the vasana will come down. Stock of vasana or the capital of vasana will start reducing. This is the goal or the aim of life. We have to purify our mind. And the purification can happen only by karma yoga. Many times we have said. And there are only two steps for realization. One is the purification of mind, and another is the knowledge. Purification of mind will take long time. Long time. Atma Suddhi, when the mind is purified, then after that he will get knowledge and he will get the peace of mind. What the fruit of action will come? Yukta karma phalam taktva santim apnoti naishtikam. Yukta karma yogi. Karma yogi who is acting as per sloka number 10 and 11. Karma phalam taktva, having renounced the fruit of action, santim apnoti naishtikam, he attains peace. Naishtikam, the final, eternal, bhagavat prapti, jnanam labdha param santi. It was said earlier also in chapter 4. When we get the knowledge, what will get? Peace. But if you think you will get $1 trillion, then don't study Shastra, don't study Gita. You will not get $1 trillion. You will get Shanti. Which Shanti? Eternal Shanti. Param Shanti will get. Suppose, Bhagwan, I have got the option not to do also. Yes, you have got option. You have got option, but whatever I suggest, it is up to us whether follow or not follow. Bhagwan will continue to say. Let him say. Choice is mine. Why? Karmanne vadhikaraste maaphale sukadachana. Bhagwan has given that option to us, only human beings. Not to the plants, animals, birds. Nobody else has got this option in the freedom of action. Kartum akartum anyatha kartum. It is my choice to come to satsang. It is my choice not to come. I will sleep. Or dussanga. I will see TV serial, cinema. Okay. Go ahead. Jao karo. Your antaratma will not say. He is present inside all of us. He will not say, what are you doing? So whatever Bhagwan has said, it is the choice is with us. Ayukta. Ayukta, who is not following the instruction? Kama karena. Why? Impelled by desire. He has got lot of selfish desire, selfish actions. Phale sakta, attached to the fruit of action. Karma yogi, asakta. He is phale sakta. Phale sakta means he is attached to fruit of action. What will happen? Nibadhyati. Nibadhyati is bound. How is bound? Because he is doing selfish action, egocentric action, therefore he is creating more and more vasanas. Instead of reducing vasanas by karma yoga, this person, ayukta, not doing karma yoga, impelled by his desire, desiring fruit of action for himself, nibadhyate. Nibadhyate is bound. His list of likes and dislikes. What is vasana? Vasana is nothing but likes and dislikes. Raga and dvesa. When he gets the fruit of action, either he will like or dislike. So that will be added to his list. I like this, I don't like this. Nibadhyate. He is bound. Sarva karmani mansa sanyasaste sukham vasi navadvare pure dehi naiva kurvanna karayan. And this vasi, this is self-controlled person. Sarva karmani mansa sanyaste. By mind he has renounced all action. This karma yoga, you see, is only in the mind, you know. It's in the mind. Our body, mind, intellect and senses will act. Only thing we have to put in here is the software. What is the software? This, all actions are for the happiness of the Lord. And what is the software here? Now, all our actions, whatever actions I am doing for my happiness. Only this much we have to change. Only this much we have to change. Actions will continue. We can't stop actions. Actions will continue. We can't stay without action even for a moment. Bhagwan has already said. We have to act. And through action, we get bound. Through action, we can get liberation also. Through action, we can get liberation. How? If the action is for the happiness of the Lord, liberation. If the action is for my happiness, if I am worshipping my ego, it will bound. I hope you have understood the science very clearly. Still, we all have got the choice how to act. For the happiness of the Lord or for my happiness. If you continue to do for my own happiness, the result will be same. Nibadhyate. But if you do it for the Lord, then happiness. Navadware pure dehi naiva kurbanna karyan. Navadware, this body is also a city with the nine gates, and in this city there is a dehi, there is a Lord, which is Atman. Na kurban, he does nothing. Na karyan, he never prompts other also. Never prompts other also. This topic we were discussing in Vivek Chudamani also this morning. Na kartitam, na karita. Gurudev says, sannyas is not a mere physical escapism, but a mental withdrawal from things that are unintelligent and thoughtless. It is a mental attitude, not an external symbol. Therefore, he who is self-controlled individual and who has brought all his sense appetites under perfect control, vasi, and renounce all his egocentric and desire-prompted action, kama karma. Kama karma means actions for the my ego's happiness. That is kama karma. Comes to experience and live in the nameless joy, contentment and peace which develop from the depth within him. This peace, this sukha, this bliss is inside all of us. He thus remains contented and happy in the city of nine gates. You become happy. Sloka number 14.
Na kartritvam na karmani. Na kartitvam na karmani lokasya srijati prabhu
lokasya srijati prabhu
na karma phala sanyogam
na karma phala sanyogam
swabhavastu pravartate
swabhavastu pravartate
na kartitvam na karmani lokasya srijati prabhu na karma phala sanyogam swabhavastu pravartate.
Prabhu na srijati. Prabhu, the Lord has not created. Srijati, not created. Two things Lord has not created. What are those two things? Na kartitvam, not doership. Na karmani, no action. So Lord has not created for this world kartitvam, doership, and karmani, action. Who is this Prabhu? Prabhu is in all of us. Atma. Atma rupena. He is Dehi inside all of us. Lokasya, for any person in the world, Prabhu has not created kartitvam or karmani. So Prabhu lokasya kartitvam na srijati. So Lord has not created kartitvam. There is no doership in self. Many times we say, in each class we say, Atma is akarta, Atma is akarta, Atma is akarta. We always say. And Prabhu never tells others also to do. Na karita, never tells others to do. So the Atman inside us will never tell our mind, intellect, indriya and the body to do this thing. He will never say. This is our experience. Never say. Prabhu lokasya karmani na srijati. He does not create action. Both karma and kartitva are negated in the self. We can understand with an example. We all have a car and in which we fill gas or a petrol, whatever you say, or diesel. So this petrol, gas or diesel is the Lord of the car. The car cannot move without this Lord. But this petrol never decides the destination where to go. Na kartitvam. Prabhu has got no kartitvam. Petrol has got no kartitvam. Where to go? And at what speed? At what speed? That also is not decided by petrol. Whether you go, will go at the 40 mile speed or 100 mile per hour speed, that is not decided by petrol. Similarly, Atman never creates kartitvam or nor prompts any action in the body, mind, intellect and senses. Na karma phala sanyogam. Na karma phala sanyogam. He, Lord, does not create union with the fruit of action. Kuch nahi karta hai. He does nothing. Kuch nahi karta hai. Na karma phala sanyogam. Svabhavat uparvarte. To karma phala sanyogam. What is the karma phala sanyogam? When I do a karma, the fruit of action will come. What is the fruit of action? Either sukh or dukh. Either sukh will come or dukh will come. So karma phal sanyog is the bhog. Bhog. So no, na karma phal sanyog means he does not create even bhog or bhoktitva. No enjoyership. So in the Lord there is no doership, no enjoyership. He does not create any action, nor prompt any other person to act, or no does not prompt any other indriya, mind, intellect to act. So where from the karta, karma, bhokta, bhoktitva is coming? Svabhava tu pravartati. It is the svabhava. It is maya. It is prakriti, which is functioning. So it is nature of the body, mind, intellect and senses to function. That is their nature. It is the nature of the fan to give you breathe. You just connect it with the electricity to start giving you breathe. But it will not give you light. Although we get here fan with the light. That is a different thing. But the light will give you, the bulb will give you the light or illumine the area. It will not give you breathe. Similarly, sannidhi matrena, atma. Sannidhi matrena, just by its presence, everything is happening. All equipment start functioning. Mind will start thinking, eyes will start seeing, ears will start hearing, buddhi, intellect will start deciding. All indriya, karma indriya will start doing their action just by the presence of that Prabhu. But it is the prakriti which is functioning. It is the prakriti which is functioning. Like you see, it is we can understand this way also. You see, the Atman in all of us is one and same. But the upadhis are different. Upadhis are different. Upadhis are different. And according to upadhi, a person or a being will function. Like Atman in a tiger and Atman in cow is one and same. But upadhi are different. Tiger is hinsak, violent. But the cow is docile. In tiger upadhi you will find the nails very sharp. In cow nails are different. So we can't say Atman is hinsak or Atman is docile. No, it is the upadhi. The difference is because of the upadhi. Petrol is same in the same car, whether it is a Porsche or a BMW or a 600cc car, whatever it may be. Gas is one and same, but its expression, are different according to the horsepower of the engine. According to the horsepower of the engine, its expressions are different. It will give you different power. So it is not Prabhu doing, it is the Prakriti which is functioning. What we have to understand, Prabhu is inside sitting all of us, is not doing anything. Prabhu is His presence, everything is functioning, that's all. So further the nature of self is elaborated in the next verse, 15.
Nadatte kasyachit papam.
Nadatte kasyachit papam.
Na chaiva sukritam vibhuh.
Na chaiva sukritam vibhuh.
Agyanenavritam jnanam.
Agyanenavritam jnanam.
Tena muhyanti jantavah.
Tena muhyanti jantavah.
Nadatte kasyachit papam. Na chaiva sukritam vibhuh. Agyanenavritam jnanam. Tena muhyanti jantavah.
Nadatte kasyachit papam. Nadatte takes. Prabhu never takes what? Kasyachit papam. Demerits of anyone. Demerits of anyone. Nacha eva sukritam vibhu. Or not even the merits. So Lord is not interested in our pap and punya. Vibhu. Vibhu means the sarvavyapi, sarvagata, all pervading Lord. Na adatte, never takes. Papa, demerit. What is papa? Doing prohibited actions as explained or as stated in Shastra is papa. What is punya? Punya is following scriptures. Acting as per the guidance of scripture is punya. And papa, not following scripture. You see, to protect our ignorance is also pap. To protect. Pata iti papa. Pata means protect. Pata iti papa. If we are protecting our ignorance, ignorance can be removed only in human form. Even after getting human form, if we continue to protect ignorance, nahi jayenge hum satsang, I don't want to study scriptures. So that also is a pap. Why that is a pap? You are creating vasana. Vasana is a sin only. That also is a pap. Vibhu kasyachit sukritam nadatte. He never takes the merits of any person. Merits of any person. When a Mahatma comes to your house, na, sometimes good Mahatma will say, give me your pap and punya. It happened with me. So I was at that time thinking, let him take my pap. Why is punya? Punya will give me sukha. Later on, I came to know that the first experience of this sukha, I may have to take birth again. Whether it is pap or punya, you have to take birth again. So if a Mahatma comes and asks you, give me your pap and punya, immediately you say, yes sir, you take it. 100% you take it. Because I don't want to be reborn again. So Prabhu is not interested in our pap or punya. He is not interested. He is not affected by also. Like in the TV screen or in the cinema screen, we see, the other day I was seeing the tornado in Alabama, in Georgia and all that. So TV screen was not destroyed by that. Or when we see a fire, the TV screen doesn't burn. Similarly, what is it happening or superimposed on the Atman? Atman is not affected by that. Agyanena abritam jnanam tena muhyanti jantavah. All beings, they are deluded. Why? Because their knowledge is covered by ignorance. Knowledge is covered by ignorance. Atman is there with all of us, but it is covered. Who has covered? It is Maya. Maya has got two power. One is the Avaran Sakti veiling. It veiled truth. This is first step what Maya did. First is veiled. Then after that, it projected. It projected what? It said, you are this body. Body is a projection on that Atman. So first it covered, veiling power. After that, projected. So what we have to do? We have to remove this veiling. By jnana, this veiling will go away only. By knowledge, this veiling The ignorance of the self will go away. Ajnanena abritam jnanam. So the knowledge, the self which is veiled, can be removed. And this veiling, what it has created, tena muhyanti jantava, all beings are deluded. All beings are deluded. Now we are considering ourselves karta, bhokta, I am sadhu, I am papi, I am punyatma. What is this? This is ajnan. This is created by maya. Atma is not karta, atma is not bhokta, atma is not papi, atma is not punyatma. It is jiva which is papi punya. And we are ignorant. There is no jiva. It's only the either is the atman or there is an atman. That's all. So in the state of ignorance, jeev superimposes pap punya on atma. Jeev blames Lord for everything. But Brahman is attributeless. Brahman ne kuch nahi kiya. But we all say that Bhagwan is doing all this thing. Bhagwan is giving me all this packet of sorrows, dukhi. He is giving me karmaphal data. We think Bhagwan is karmaphal data. He is giving me all these sorrows. Or in our ignorance we say, my son, my daughter, our children, they are giving. My parents are giving me sorrow. My friends, my employer, they are giving me sorrow. Ignorance. Who is giving you sorrow? Our own karma is giving sorrows. Okay, Bhagwan, I understood. All problem is happening because of ajnan. All problem is happening because of this ignorance. How can I remove this ignorance? Can you tell me? Bhagwan says, yes, I will tell you.
Jnane na tu tad ajnanam. Yesham nashitam atmanah.
Yesham nashitam atmanah.
Tesham adityavad jnanam.
Tesham adityavad jnanam.
Prakashayati tat param.
Prakashayati tat param.
Jnanena tu tad ajnanam. Esham nashitam atmanah. Tesham adityavad jnanam. Prakashayati tat param.
Yesham ajnanam nasitam. Yesham means whose? Ajnanam, ignorance. Nasitam, destroyed. How? Jnanena tu, by wisdom. Jnan of atman, knowledge of self. Once you get the knowledge of the self, then the avaran sakti, the veiling power, or the covering of atman is removed. Tat ajnanam, that ignorance was stated earlier in sloka number 15, ajnanena abritam jnanam, that ajnan, that ignorance which has covered the atman, and that ajnan, what he had done, tena muhyanti jantavah, it has deluded everyone. It has deluded all of us. That ajnan relates to the ignorance of our own self. Ajnan, here ajnan or ignorance is not of secular world, you know. It's not the knowledge of computer or the physics, science, math, no. Here ajnan means ignorance of our own true nature. What is ajnan? Ajnan is I am karta bhokta. This is ajnan. What is our true nature? I am self. I am Brahman. And Brahman is akarta. Brahman is abhokta. So what we all consider ourselves? We consider ourselves karta, bhokta. This is ajnan. This is ajnan. Jnanena yesham tu nasitam. Whose ignorance is destroyed? How ignorance is destroyed? By knowledge. How you will get that knowledge? It was already said in the earlier chapter. In fourth chapter it was said, tad viddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekchanti te jnanam jnanina tattvadarsina tad viddhi. Tad viddhi, you know that knowledge. Get this knowledge. From where? Who will give me? Jnanina. Jnanina, knower of the self. Tattvadarsina, those who are abiding in that knowledge. Tattvadarsina. Upadekchanti, it's a future tense. they will tell you when. First, you have to do three things. First is pranipatena, you have to surrender. Number two, pariprasnena, you have to ask question. Question about what? Again, about the Atman only. Pariprasnena, sevaya, you have to serve him. First, you have to serve. Then they will tell you that knowledge, seva. Why seva is important? Seva is important. Guru wants to know the nature of the shishya who has surrendered. Whether he is a tamasic person, or a rajasic person, or a sattvic person. According to the state of his mind, he will give him sadhana. If he is a tamasic person, he will say, come and do this vacuuming of shrine. Come, maintain. We all used to do Narayan Seva in Sandipani when we were studying. Our Narayan Seva was to counting the cash of the temple, Jagadishwar temple. Every week they will take out from the hundi all the money and we will count. This was our. But the young brahmachari, they have to clean, they have to sweep, and they have to do a lot of other work. Physical work, seva. And then after that, slowly, you become fit for the knowledge. Upadanchite jnanam, they will give you. And what is the jnan then? What is the jnan? Earlier we have seen in earlier chapter, essence of karma, karma, vikarma is atma is akarta. Whether it is karma, akarma or vikarma. In all cases, Atma is a karta. If Atma is a karta, then who is karta? Karta is anatma. Karta is anatma. Then they will tell you about the samyak darshan also. Brahmarpan, Brahmavi, Brahmagno, Brahmanahutam, Brahmaivatena, Gantabhyam, Brahma Karma Samadhina. I will tell you samyak darshan. By that samyak darshan, we will be able to see everywhere Brahman only. Brahmarpanam, the spoon is also Brahman. Habi is also Brahman. Who is doing the havan is also Brahman. The fire is also Brahman. And for whom you are doing that yajna is also Brahman. And for the fruit of action for which you are doing is also Brahman. So everywhere you see Brahman, Brahman, Brahman. So with the open eyes you will be able to see. Whether it's the inert or the sentient thing, you will see the Brahman everywhere. Seeing the chair also, you will see it is Brahman. How chair is Brahman? Asti bhati priya indriti kivishvek. Asti, because the chair exists. Chair expresses itself as a chair, bhati, and priya. It gives sukh also. Whosoever sits on that, he gets some sukh. Asti bhati priya. So whether it is an inert thing or a sentient being, asti bhati priya is everywhere. Everywhere asti bhati priya is there. So jnani, he is getting the samyak darshan. He is now sees everything. Everywhere, Brahman only. In Dhrigdeshwe Kripa said, no, asti bhati priya, nam rup. These five things are there with each and everything. The chair has got a rup, a form, and we say it is chair. And it has got asti bhati priya. Ignorance sees the nam rup and the jnani sees asti bhati priya. So with the open eye, with the jnani now is seeing asti bhati priya, satchidananda, Brahman. And the guru will give him jiva brahma aikya jnan, tattvamasi. He will give him that jnan also. So this jnan he will get it. So as the light removes the darkness, similarly the knowledge will remove this ignorance. In Vivek Chudamani we get the example of water covered with the moss. In India we will find water covered with the moss. You can't see water. If you want to drink water, you have to remove moss, drink water. The moment you leave it, again it comes back. Again the water is covered. Some permanent solution is required to remove all the moss, to see the water. Similarly, we also have to do. So whose ignorance is removed by the knowledge of the self, what will happen? Tesam adityavat jnanam prakasyati tatparam. Tesam, for them, the knowledge is like adityavat sun. In sunlight you can see very clearly all objects. Similarly, this jnan will give you a clear view of that Paramatma. Clear view. You will be able to see asti bhati pri everywhere. Very clearly. The sun cannot create anything. It only illumines everything. Nothing remains hidden. In the same way, jnani sees atmataya by knowledge. Jnani sees atmataya. He is able to see the Atman or Brahman, Satchidananda, Asti, Bhati, Priya, everywhere by this knowledge. I hope you understand in each thing there are five things, Asti, Bhati, Priya, Naam, Roop. And with the knowledge you will be able to see Asti, Bhati, Priya everywhere, be it inert or sentient being. And as Arun appears in the morning before the sunrise and it removes the darkness, in the same way, before the supreme knowledge dawns, you will get some clues, some inclination. If your anxieties and worries are started coming down, that means you are heading in the right direction. So those who are listening satsang for 7 years, if their worries are lessened little bit, you are on the right track. Knowledge will remove all those worries and anxiety fully. You will get the taste of that while walking on that path.
Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om. Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.